Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's November 2nd, 2015. Happy November, everyone. As Steve Brown is often fond of saying on Monday morning, I hope your pastor's message was as good as my pastor's message. You took to heart what was shared and said and delivered. And I pray there's practical application for your life today so that you can be a blessing to others. I'll recap a little of the message as I took many notes and thoroughly enjoyed some of the concepts that were shared. But first, let me update you on a few things. Our trip up to the Pacific Garden Mission on Saturday, November 21st. Our deluxe motor coach is already halfway full. We can fit between, I think, 50 and 55 passengers. So might you join us for this life-changing experience, which will include travel to the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago. We'll be leaving Marketplace Mall in Champaign at noon sharp on Saturday, November 21st. We'll have a tour throughout the Pacific Garden Mission. It's a real special facility that served the homeless and those hurting for many, many years. This newer location, I don't know, maybe the last 15 or so years, right on Canal Street. But we'll tour the ministry, then watch a live production of Unshackled, the award-winning, longest-running radio drama in history. That's very fun to see that whole program put together. And then they usually say, this will air in 3 weeks, so be sure to tune in. After watching that production being put together, we'll have dinner at the Pacific Garden Mission and then return to their sanctuary worship area and then join in on their praise and worship service, which includes testimonies, usually special music, and a powerful biblical message. And what I love about the congregation is it's representative of all of God's kingdom. Blacks and whites and Hispanics and all varieties come together to worship the one true God. And so that'll all be happening on Saturday, November 21st, leaving noon sharp from Marketplace Mall in Champaign, returning around 11:15 that night, and the cost is $30. And as I mentioned, our bus is already halfway filled, and so it'll be first come, first serve. So you can call in today, 217-367-7777, or better yet, just register online at greatnewsradio.org, and you'll see a link with the photograph of the Pacific Garden Mission, and register there, and then mail in your check, and in the memo line put Pacific Garden Mission or Unshackled Trip, and then we'll email you more information or other specifics about this great trip. Well, tonight at 7 p.m. at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, the Singing Men of GNN will be launching into our Christmas rehearsals, as we'll have 3 concerts that we'll present Christmas music at in December. So, men, now would be a great time for you to join us. Like I said, 7 p.m. in the choir room at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, located on South Prospect Avenue and Burwash. Now, we'll have a special guest with me introducing Kate Freeman to the men, as Kate's the new director of our Great News Radio Theater Troupe, and we'll probably have this new ministry's debut at Marketplace Mall in Champaign on Saturday, December 19th, when the Singing Men of GNN present at noon in the food court. So maybe at some point in the program, we'll have the theater troupe put on a dramatic rendering of the Christmas story or a special skit that'll fit in with the music. We're still working out the specifics, praying it all through, but I'm going to introduce Kate to the Singing Men tonight, and so we're excited how God's going to use the Great News Radio theater troupe in the days ahead. One thing I'd ask for prayer in the coming days, and it included a special God sighting yesterday, but as our Great News Radio board has been meeting and praying up maybe a future location for a studio or a currently used facility or building that had space for us or some kind of lease deal or arrangement that was almost too good to pass up, we've been praying how we could have another accessible studio that would be a rallying point for our listeners, for you to come, and maybe we'd hold special events or meetings or special teachings or talks. I even thought how unique it would be to have some conversational English classes to reach out to the international students and use this new facility or building to have other special events and so forth. Well, as we've been praying and thinking it through and seeking where God would lead us, yesterday I talked to an individual and he said, if you do find a lease agreement, I will pledge $500 a month for the next 5 years. And as my jaw dropped, I praised God first and foremost and thought, oh, I don't know how God's going to work it all out, whether we'd have our own building or maybe a lease agreement. But here was an individual that said, count on me for 5 years, $500 a month. So I don't know how God will all work that out. There's a couple things we've been looking at, thinking about, praying through. But we want to be great stewards of God's resources and the monies you've entrusted under our care and shepherding. And so we just want to move as he would move us. But it was neat to think that if we found something really great that would enhance this radio ministry and create many other possibilities, we do want to move forward. So that was a great God sighting. Well, before I share a song with you titled Let Us Break Bread Together, and for those of you that worship in a church with a choir, maybe with an orchestra or some of the instrumentation or an organ, I know this song will really bless you. In fact, it's been on our playlist close to 18 to 20 years. I think it was one of the original CDs somebody gave me that's titled 101 Hymns of Gold. And so on and off probably these many years you've maybe heard this arrangement. But I want to use that song to lay some of the groundwork of the message that Pastor Herb Coates shared yesterday as he entitled his sermon, What Does It Look Like When a Local Church is the Kind of Church God Had in Mind? And so before I play the song for you and recap some of Pastor Herb's message, let me read from Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 47. Those who accepted his message were baptized. About 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Here's Let Us Break Bread Together.
Bye.
Stirring arrangement of Let Us Come Break Bread Together, a classic arrangement off the 101 Hymns of Gold. As I mentioned earlier, a song that's been on our playlist probably 18 to 20 years. And it's just one of those favorites that has been sung by choirs and in church hymnals for many years. Well, I mentioned on the front end of this program that as I attended church yesterday at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church in Champaign, incidentally where the singing men of GNN sang a week ago Sunday, Pastor Herb and the church has been going through the story, which is basically a series taking people through the whole Bible in, I don't know, like 35, 37 weeks. So people that attend each and every Sunday will have a really good overview of the whole Bible and can understand kind of how the narrative works, highlighting many of the books and concepts and principles of God's Word. Well, yesterday he was talking about the unique work of the Holy Spirit. And as I read Acts chapter 2, 41 through 47, it recounts how the believers came together, devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, the breaking of bread, that miraculous signs were being performed, people were sharing things in common, that they continued to meet together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and finding favor, and God continued to add to their number. There was this unity. And so as Herb studied this passage and wanted to talk about the Holy Spirit's unique work in the church, it led him to borrow some thoughts from Kyle Eidelman, who's a teaching pastor at Southeast Christian Church in Louisville. And so Pastor Herb, using some of Kyle Eidelman's teaching, kind of broke down for us the contemporary misconceptions many people have of the church today. And they included seeing the church as a theater, seeing the church as a store, seeing the church as a restaurant, seeing the church as a fitness center, and seeing the church as a gas station. A colorful, powerful, informative, kind of a fun message, and yet it also conveyed the many misconceptions that people have sometimes on how the church is supposed to serve them instead of the true purposes of the church. So let's see, looking at my notes, I'll give you kind of a little snapshot into some of the things Herb had to say, but I bet if you stop by the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church's website, oftentimes I think they put his sermons like within minutes of the church service to be accessible and listen there. But looking at the church as a theater, a movie theater is where you go, right? To spend a couple hours to be entertained or perhaps even a little inspired or to be distracted from the problems of life. Well, once we buy our tickets and get our snacks and get all comfortable in our seats, we often watch the film and kind of enjoy our time relaxing away. But after the film, when we leave the theater, the first thing we do is we turn into the movie critic. We discuss things like, what did you think? Did it go too long? How did the plot work its way out? Would we give it a thumbs up, a thumbs down? And you know, sometimes we can approach our church in that same way. We can enter the sanctuary thinking like we're here as the audience. We come to be entertained and hopefully a little inspired. We hope the pastor will tell us a few good jokes, make us laugh, maybe share a moving story or two, and maybe give out a tender-hearted illustration that'll touch our hearts. We hope the music will be of professional caliber and perform to our tastes. And like the theater, we'll sometimes leave giving it a thumbs up or a thumbs down, feeling like maybe that service wasn't all that satisfying. And then I love the illustration that Herb gave, a little story that was typical of an American family driving home from church one Sunday. He stated the atmosphere in the car was quite negative. Dad was fussing about the sermon being too long and rather boring. Mom said she thought the instruments overtook the vocalists. Sis, who was a music major in college, said she thought the soloist sang about a half pitch off key during most of her song. Grandma said she couldn't hear the sermon very well since they were sitting toward the back. And as they pulled into the driveway of their home, little Joey, who had listened to all of this, started the fuss about the woman who sat in front of him with the big hair. Then he paused, nudged his dad, and said, "But, Dad, you gotta admit it, it was a pretty good show for the dollar that we gave." Isn't that classic? And isn't that true sometimes? We start critiquing forgetting why we were even there, to worship and adore the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to praise our God, to hear a word from Him, to find points of application, to be filled up so that we can serve in various ways, whether it's at work or in the community or at our home. And so we learn, do not look at the church as a theater where you go to be entertained. Oh, I can see I'm going to have to be really fast on these other ones. The church as a store. You know, when you go to the store, you tend to do a lot of shopping around or hunting for something, especially men. We look for what we want at the prices we want to pay. If we don't find it in one store, we go to another. Unfortunately, this consumerism mentality has made its way into how we view the church. Many today visit numerous churches in order to find something that has what they want. They even have kind of a mental shopping list that includes things like good preaching, an effective children's ministry for their kids, an upscale music program, maybe a singles ministry, and on and on. How often we shop for the church that'll appeal to our interests. And some of that is okay and fine. But there's a real danger when we ask, what can the church offer me, instead of how can I be an offering to the church and use my gifts to enhance the experience there? Let's see, another quick misconception that many can sometimes embrace when they look at their local church is they look at it as a restaurant, kind of thinking through, okay, we're going to sit down here. What can we anticipate? What can we expect to be served, and how are we going to be waited on? You want the tables to be clean, the food to be prepared according to your taste. You want it to be brought to you, and that's sometimes how we look at the church. We see this in the people explain why they leave a church by saying, we wanted to be in a place where we could be fed. The church didn't meet my needs. Now, we can all understand that to a degree, but the reality is that one of the best ways to be fed spiritually, one of the best ways to grow as a Christian, is to serve ourselves. We grow and get our needs met best by working alongside other family members in and through a local church doing the things God has called us to do. Oh, lots more to say there. Let me close out with quickly another misconception of local church. It's a fitness center. Now, you might think, well, that's not a bad illustration of a church because a gym is where people get to get into shape. But that's only partially true because research has shown that most people who actually go to the gym are already in shape and they go because they want to stay that way. In fact, most people who have gym memberships don't actually go to the gym. There's some great irony there. And finally, a gas station. We're kind of out of time. The misconception is they can think of the church as a place where they go each and every Sunday for a quick fill-up, and then they can go back about their daily lives. In other words, they think of church as a one-day-a-week kind of thing, and that's not how it should be, dear friends. The Lord's clear on the importance of us assembling together, and I hope your church experience would include more than just that few hours maybe on Sunday morning. You'd be in a small group. You'd be reading your Bible and communicating with other friends or church members, some of your insights or studies. There'd be maybe prayer time or other functions. You would be serving the church and helping out and assisting in various ways. And like I read earlier in Acts chapter 2, as these disciples devoted themselves to the teaching and to fellowship and the breaking of bread, great unity existed. There was gladness and sincerity of heart. The favor of the Lord was on them, and their numbers grew daily. So I would sure hope you're involved in a great Bible-believing church. You're fellowshipping one with another. You're lifting high the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and His holy inspired word. And you're being blessed in a vehicle that God uses throughout this very week. So may you have a great Monday today. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.